Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw R.I.P., Rest in Peace, Hamilton, was trending the other day, and I thought it was about the Broadway show that nobody's talking about anymore. Affirmative action on Broadway. You guys remember Hamilton? I told you years ago, I said, Hamilton is not worth a penny to go see. And all the white leftists were raving about, oh, you've got to see it. I said it was the equivalent of Cats. I saw Cats four times, still trying to figure out why would anybody go see this stupid Broadway play. And I went four times trying to look for it. It's like when somebody goes, she's pretty, and you're like, I don't see it. But you keep looking for it. You're like, well, maybe I'm just missing it. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, yeah, rest in peace, Hamilton. And I thought, is it finally off Broadway? Probably isn't, but it isn't getting nearly the attention it was before. And just so you know, ESG, DEI, all that stuff is dying. And one of my friends wrote an article about it, a very perceptive article. And we'll talk about it another time, but we'll come back and revisit this. But I don't know what Hamilton's doing. It turns out it's some athlete. And he didn't die. I think he made a half-court free throw shot or something, and it was a big deal, but that was the reason why I was trending. But I saw that, thought we should add it to our quick hits. Here's another quick hit. These four black girls, it's a video, you probably haven't seen it. And they're, made up, sexy little things, college age. And they run their tab at a restaurant. They only show the final minute of when they came back. But the caption said that the girls had run their tab. So they ate, four of them, nice little outdoor setup. It looked like they could have been in Switzerland. It reminded me of a restaurant we were at in Switzerland, but it was in the States. And they were eating outdoors, and they ran the tab. And then you see they in the video, the guy, there's a black dude sitting at the bar, and he's like, yeah, they back. They left their keys. Well, they ran their tab and left the keys, and the restaurant kept their keys. So they came back. And by the way, while I'm talking about this story, I want to tell you this epitomizes the Democratic Party. It does. So let me finish telling you. They run their tab. They have to come back because they figured out, oh, shoot, we left our keys. So they all go back and they're playing it off in their excuse. Well, no. We all just went to the restroom. Now, the black waitress comes back with their tab and says, well, y'all ran your tab. And so they're like, nah, we just went to the restroom. And they're trying to play it off. And she's like, well, pay the bill and you get your keys back. And people around them are laughing because they watched them do it. And let me tell you why I told you this is epitome. This epitomizes the Democratic Party. Because what these girls did is they said, screw the restaurant. Our color is our currency. We don't have to pay. Somebody else can pay this for us. We are entitled. Now, for all we know, I don't know who the capitalist at the restaurateur is, the guy, person who owns the company. I don't know whether it's male, female, whether they're crippled. I don't know their religion or whatever. I just know there's somebody who put their money at risk, their capital at risk, and said, I'm going to open up a restaurant. And I'm going to cater to people who want to eat my food. Apparently, these girls like the food. It wasn't like they were complaining like this just was a terrible meal. I'm sure most of us at a time or two went, look, I can't eat this. Take this back. And the restaurant makes good on it or you just never go back. But I've never run a tab. But the point is, maybe the restaurateur is black. But what I do know is this, that waitress was a young black woman just like them. A definite casualty of what they were attempting to do. And I don't know what happens. I've never worked in a restaurant, but I believe in some cases they stick the waitress with the bill. I remember Melissa and I were in Branson, and we watched a black family walk out of a restaurant, and the girl was trying to catch him, and she couldn't. And she came back in, and I don't want to lie, but I think we paid for it. I think we said, we'll take care of it, because if I'm not mistaken, the girl goes, she made a point to say it's happened before, and I think we covered it because we didn't want her to be penalized. But I do remember, and I'll have to get checked with Melissa, but I'm almost positive we did, but it was years ago, because I remember feeling sorry for her, like, really? But people that have worked in the restaurant, maybe you know. But I know this, that girl didn't deserve to have her tab run, and she certainly didn't deserve to work for free because she works for tips. So, and I think in if the restaurants do charge waitstaff, they don't know whether these people are in cahoots. If I brought my family there and my cousin worked at the restaurant, he's like, okay, run, y'all run now, go, you know. Maybe he's in cahoots. And that's maybe why they stick him with the bill. But there are people that know more about that than I do. So, but the point is, at the end of the day, these girls have to come back because they've screwed everybody in the food chain and they get caught. And make it a parallel to what's happening right now, because you know who caught those girls? Donald Trump. Yeah, metaphorically, Donald Trump caught them, because Trump is willing to call these things out. He's willing to put the Democrats on blast. And we don't have time to play this clip right now, but there's a clip. Van Jones is trying to rationalize what's going on in the Democratic Party. And they give you the statistics of the black male vote. And Donald Trump took the black male vote from less than 6% to 19% in 2020. Those are the numbers. Now, I don't know what the female vote was, but I'll bet you money that the black female vote went up as well. It may have only gone to 7 or 8%. But Donald Trump won enough of the black vote that in the days when elections were somewhat fair, it would have been statistically impossible for him to lose. And you know what Van Jones is concerned about? He says the Russians are influencing black people. He doesn't think we're thinking for ourselves. You wait till we play this clip, you'll understand what I'm talking about. He says we're being influenced unduly and unfairly so. We can't make up our own minds. It's the Russians, the Chinese, and the whoever is doing it for us. These are our quick hits. We're going to have a fun show today, which I thought originally might be a little boring. Not the case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So you think about all the manipulation, the lies, the deceit of our politicians, and what they get away with, what Adam Schiff has gotten away with what Hillary Clinton got away with what the Democrats tried to do with Nikki Haley and, of course, this cabal against Trump. What they got away, and this is just this year, but what about in 2020, what they got away with? January 6th, what they got away with? What the Biden crime family is getting away with? And you ask yourself, are we really free? I mean, there are certain things that you disregard because they don't impact you. You know, they're targeting Trump. He's under 91 indictments. I mean, there are many people you can check out and go, well, that's not me. I'm not going to hit the radar. And you're right. 99% of us are never going to hit the radar to understand where freedom disappears. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you get a chance, I'd love to get you my book, Race Pimping, The Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. It is really a good read. It's got a few, I edited it, so it's got a few errors. If you read my blog, you can see where, you know, I need to get an editor. But the point is, It will be enlightening to you. And here's the beauty of it. I will autograph it, and we are autographing it for everybody. It's not just Backstage Club. But if you are a member of the Backstage Club, and I know that, I will personally autograph it to you. In other words, I'll say something to you specifically, not just my signature. So that'll be the distinction. Now, what we're going to do in the future, if I do decide to write another book and I'm contemplating it, is I will only do autographed books for supporters. So We'll have two, because anybody that buys a book is a supporter. But what we'll do is we'll have two ones. You can just order the book, or you can order it autographed at a more expensive price. And who knows, it might be worth retail one day. how do you put a value on that? It's when people say, Kevin, you know, we want you to come speak. I don't know how to put a value. How many people am I going to bring to the thing? It depends on how many of them know me, know my work. I'll tell you this, if I do speak at your event, it will be something you will not forget. I mean, in a good way. I love following. I spoke after Sarah Palin one time, and they had paid Sarah Palin $50,000. I spoke at a fraction of that, and there's nobody ever remembers what Palin said. I spoke at an event with DeSantis. Same thing. I spoke at events with Mark Stein, the best of them, because I speak from the heart. I tell everybody, I always say a prayer to God to give me the words, and then I put what God gave me, my talents, to it. And we have a blast. I'm not telling you I'm the best in the world. I'm not a trained speaker. I've just learned it over time. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to leave informed and laughing your butt off, because it's part informational and it's part comedy. I consider it Dave Chappelle-esque in many ways. So if there is an event or something going on in your area, in advance, don't call me a week. Kevin, we got this event coming up next week. They've already got their speakers. But if you know of something coming up months in advance, let us know. And I'll get my team working on getting me on the speaker, as one of the speakers, if not the keynote. Back to what we were talking about, freedom. If anything has made us question our freedom, I'll tell you it was COVID. The strange thing to see, the orchestrated, coordinated canceling of our freedom, something I never thought could happen. So it made me wonder, is there a limit to our freedom? When you see people who go off the grid, do you think of them differently now than you did 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I know I lived in the country, love living in the country, but I love going to the city. You can't call that off the grid. If you want to be Ted, what's his name, Kowinski, the Unabomber, you got to live in the cabin in the woods, and you got to have disdain for the city. I don't have that. I love the country. I love all the things that come with that lifestyle. But I will tell you, anybody that only wanted that was a little kooky to me. I was like, man, I don't know how you could just go build a cabin out in the Alaskan wilderness, and you got to do everything for yourself, and you got to fight polar bears and wolves and all kinds of things. It was just strange to me. But I get it now. I have a lot clearer vision of why these people go off the grid. Think about what the NSA knows about us, what your phone knows about you. You know what the phone doesn't know about you, what Google doesn't know? They don't know these people in Alaska who are on that show alone. People who just, they want to detach. They're not a slave to their cell phones. I'm willing to bet, though, that you think differently about preppers, as an example, today than you did 10 years ago. Certainly than you did 20 years ago. And here's what I will tell you. We aren't the only ones. Leftists are thinking differently about preppers. Let me ask you this. Are you doing something just in case? Like, I have friends who laughed at preppers, and now they call me up and they go, hey, Kev, what do you think I'm doing? I go, I don't know. They go, I'm getting my prep food. I'm like, what? Yeah, I got 20 years worth of, food in a basement. I'm like, when did this happen? Hey, man, it's getting crazy out there. Yeah, it's been getting crazy. People that, I'm telling you, if you had said to me, Kevin, do you think so-and-so is going to buy, would ever be a prepper? I would have been like, I just would not put my money on that. They're prepping. You have a friend you haven't talked to in a while that you go, I'm going to stay close to this person in case of the zombie apocalypse. Somebody that you maybe thought was a little bit weird before. Let me put it to you this way. I know where I'm going when the cake hits the fan. I'm going with my buddy Mark. I'm not saying his last name. Mark has 1,500 acres, and he's prepped and ready to go. He's got a bass fishing on it. He's got deer that run through it. He's got ponds, a river, the whole deal. We would not starve to death. You could survive there, and I would be happy to work security. So if any of this sounds familiar, the question we should be asking ourselves is, what caused it? At what point do we drop the illusion that we're a republic and accept that we have the same system as Iran or China? We're not really much different, if you ask me. One of my friends said, think about it. You got a state-run media. They tell you what to think. They're not giving you the news. They're giving you propaganda. There's a small group of people who are in charge. People ask me all the time, Kevin, who do you think's behind it? I don't know, but it isn't that large of a group. They're very wealthy. They're very powerful. And they set the policy. Says, elections only matter locally, if that. In other words, the big picture, they control. You can elect your city council or whatever, but you think that these people are not going to bring WEF stuff like the, you know, these roads, this 15-minute cities and all that to your little town? What about the jailing of critics? Have you seen enough of that? Massive corruption. Think about it. So all that's happening right before our eyes to give us this illusion, though, that we are free. So I want to bring this to your attention to remind you why you're listening to me and why we fight.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
Thank you. and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Criminal justice reform and some of the stimulus support was welcome. So, what's actually happening, though, is that there is an online influence campaign.
Correct.
Some of it, I think, is coming from Russia, China, and Iran that is whipping up that conversation way in unnaturally.
Yeah, but let me ask
you.
You have a question I want to answer.
So, there's a solid block that's not going to move. There is some actual legitimate frustration and fatigue. But there's also, and we have to talk about it more, an online influence campaign designed to depress and distress black voters and to split black voters.
Let me just look at
poll numbers. 2000, going back to 2008, seeing some sort of a shift among black men siding with the Republican Party, we put that up. For McCain, 5%. Romney in 2012, 11%, Donald Trump 2016, 13%, Donald Trump 2020, 19%.
Dangerous numbers for the Democratic Party. McCain, 5% of the black male vote, 11% for Romney, 13% the first time for Trump, 19% the second time for Trump. Practically a statistic and possibility for a Democrat to win if Trump got 19% of the black male vote. What do you think it's going to be this time around? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I've been warning you. I've been telling you, you go look at these on-the-street interviews, listen to what people are saying. And by the way, it ain't just black men.
You can give a message to any president.
It would be f***ing him. He's the best president ever.
Donald Trump?
You're damn right.
People think that he's racist. I disagree. He's done more for the black community than any other president I've seen in my lifetime. Everybody thought Obama was a sh-. Obama didn't do sh-.
That, folks, was another man on the street interview, and it could have gone on. I'm just giving you an example. I have lots of these. Why? Because that's what I do. I go out and look for this stuff. I want you to understand this isn't me making it up. This isn't, Kevin just wants to, build his white audience. I don't care what my audience is. I love all of you. And many of you know we are personal friends. I want to be around you. And I don't care what you are. I've got white friends, black friends, Asian friends, you name it. I've got them. And they know it isn't because it's for one reason. Your money. No, I'm kidding. It's for one reason. Because we are cool. I dig who you are. You bring something to my life that I like or need. And I'm not talking about selfishly. I'm saying we get along. You know, we think the same way. We have we may love the fish together. That's it. You may not even eat the fish. I will. But it doesn't matter. Whatever that thing is that brings us together, we are aces. And that's what we like about each other. And that's why you're here. And that's why I hope you will be one of my 500 warriors or you'll support us in some way. And even if The only way you can support me is listening to this show and getting a chuckle every now and then. Thank you. By the way, Janae, you did your Backstage Club thing did show up. You're one of my new warriors. I appreciate you. And thanks for the picture with Bouget. Whole other story for another day, but and I've told a little bit about it. But we did get you back on track, Janae, so appreciate that. So Nikki Haley is said to have gotten almost 40% of the vote in South Carolina, and I talked about this the other day, and I told you guys, I'm not going to talk about Nikki Haley as a competitor to Trump. She's not. I'll talk about her in the context of these types of discussions we're going to have. So she supposedly got 40% of the vote in South Carolina. She didn't. Nikki Haley had a strategy in South Carolina, and it's going to not surprise anyone to let you know that she wanted Democrats to help get her over the hump. Nikki Haley, the counties that she won are Democrat strongholds. I'm talking heavily Democrat. She had a strategy to get the Democrats. And a guy by the name of Joel Gibson, who was a Horry County Democrat, he was asked, do you think Nikki Haley would be able to get enough Democrats to make a difference and give Trump competition in South Carolina? He said no. Let me tell you what we just witnessed in South Carolina. We witnessed any Democrat running against Trump. Trump will carry that state by 20 points easy. The guy asked, will it be enough to make it? He goes, no, probably not. It was a campaign event in Myrtle Beach. He says, there's no chance, though, if we don't come out Democrats, and it doesn't cost me anything but my time. So Joel Gibson, a Horry County Democrat, voted for Nikki Haley in protest of Trump. That's it. Now, I don't know how many real Republicans voted for Haley. I can honestly tell you, not many. Here's another one. Leery of alienating Republicans, Haley's campaign insists she's not courting Democrats. Her campaign manager, Betsy Anke, told reporters Haley is working to expand the Republican electorate and to engage independents. But as Haley scrambles to avoid disaster in a state where she's never lost a race, her allies' overtures to those most motivated to defeat the former president, Democrats, have been extensive, and here's the word, and explicit. Haley's issue advocacy group and a super PAC supporting the former South Carolina governor's candidacy has each sent mailers targeting people who did not vote in the state's low turnout February 3rd Democratic primary. Haley courted Democrats. Now, we've already played her flip-flopping and all that, and I'm not going to worry about her in terms of a candidacy. But what I will tell you is this. We got to look at these numbers. I don't know what the breakdown would be. They're never going to give it to us. Of that 40%, what percentage of Democrats were rallied to go out and do this? You know the Democrat machine did its part. It got Democrats to come out and vote. It wasn't just Nikki Haley's efforts. The Democratic Party had a vested interest in saying, let's show that Donald Trump can't beat Nikki Haley by double digits. Do you think they wanted a 53-47 victory for Haley? I mean, they were lucky it was 60-40. Now, the real question is, what do you think it would have been? I'm going to give you my answer. I think if they ran a fair race where it was only Republicans voting and it was Trump-Haley, you're probably looking at an 80-20. Now, that would mean that half of the votes for Haley were Democrats. I believe that. I know there are people out there who will be skeptical, and we have no way to prove it because I don't think there's ever going to be anything to do this. But what I will tell you, if they're targeting low voter turnout Democrats, it tells you all you need to know. I'll ask it another way, too. I've already been on record to say this. I would not have voted for Nikki Haley. Now, what's interesting is when people would say to me, Kevin, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. I'd be like, yeah, you would. You know, or they would tell me, you know, there's a big faction of people that wouldn't vote for Trump. I kind of dismissed it because I thought, you know, Biden versus Trump, sure you would. But given what I feel about Nikki Haley, I believe there are people who flatly will not vote for Trump. But the reason why I don't care, I don't think that's that big of a deal, is this reason. 93% of the people, we talked about this the other day, who voted for Trump said they voted for Trump because of Trump. Only 7% didn't vote for, you know, or either I'm just a Republican or I don't like Haley. The majority of people who vote for Trump because they like what he's doing. They like what he represents. I don't think, if you ask the Democrats, how many of you are voting for Joe Biden? I think you'd be very hard-pressed to get half of the people to tell the truth and say, I'm actually voting for Biden. They might say, I'm voting against Trump, but they're not voting for Biden. And as I mentioned the other day, the biggest problem the Democrats have is not only are people not voting for Joe Biden, they really don't want to vote against Trump. They remember the good old days. And that is where I started this thing. Why do you think blacks are moving? Why do you think you have, I mean, we're talking about an average of 7 or 8%. McCain got 5%. And now 19% of black men. I predict it'll be 25 to 28% black men voting for Donald Trump. And whatever the number is for women, it will go up. I'm going to make a big, bold statement here. I think whatever the number it is has been for black women, I bet it doubles. And here's why. Black women are dealing with the brunt of Bidenflation. They're the ones raising these kids, watching the prices of stuff go up. They are living the day-to-day nightmare that Bidenflation has created. And now they're at a point where they're going, you know what? You can't make me mad about Donald Trump. And it's funny because it is starting to leak out into the black community. If you heard that clip by Van Jones, he starts out with criminal justice reform. Remember, he was one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters after Trump implemented the First Step, Second Chance Acts. And then Van Jones made the comment. He says, I'm going to tell you right now, we couldn't have gotten it done without Donald Trump. That was huge, and it drove the numbers that we're talking about for the black male vote.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Republicans need to shift from Biden to the Democratic Party when they're giving blame. They need to get rid of this concept of it's just Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not the head of the Democratic Party. He's an old demented clown who's been put in the place by people bigger than he is. It's the Schumers, the Pelosi's, and the elites who put this man in the office in the coup. And yes, he's the whipping boy, but if we do that, then we allow them to put somebody else in and act as if that person doesn't have the same philosophy. Let me tell you something. Kamala Harris, a Gavin Newsom, name your Democrat operative. They all run the same. They are all controlled by somebody else, special interests and various other people. These handful of people who pick the winners and losers that we talk about. When are we going to stop this cycle? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have never, I'm going to say this again, we have never in my life been in a position to destroy the Democrats, leftism, liberalism, progressivism, call it whatever you want, stupidism for sure. We have never been in a better position than to dismantle that than we are right now. Nearly 60% of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden. No, actually more than that. And there is no category where Joe Biden has a majority of the people that support him. Nothing. The economy, foreign policy, immigration, you name it. There is no place where he has a majority. We have the majority in every single thing. Here's what they wrote. Nearly 60% of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's performance, while 70% disapprove of his handling of immigration. And this is a recent Gallup poll. Polling conducted from February 1 through the 20th, Gallup found 59% of Americans disapprove of Biden, 38% approve. The polling found that he is underwater on key issues like immigration, foreign policy, and the economy as he mounts a re-election campaign. Whatever. No president has been elected that has these numbers in history. Now, if they think they can cheat him back into office, good luck with that. Now, if you've been listening to me over the past few days, here's what's worse. Gavin Newsom is 15 points underwater head-to-head with Trump. Kamala Harris is 6 points underwater. I know, hard to believe, but that'll shift. But here's the bigger picture. There is no Democrat who can beat Donald Trump. None. They will try to manipulate it. They will try to make you believe it. The state-run media, which is not fair, I know you know this, they are going to maneuver, they're going to massage the data, and they're going to try to make it look like whoever they pick, and I think it's still going to be Gavin Newsom, but whoever they pick to replace Biden looks good. Now, let's say, God willing, that Biden makes it through, and they decide he's their candidate. All I can tell you is, there is not a number that I will give you today. There's not anything I've talked to you about in the last year that is going to get better for Biden. He's not going to improve in any of the stuff I give you today. He will not improve in any of the things that are facing him right now. Nothing's going to improve. The only thing that's going to save Joe Biden is the special counsel saying that he's too old and feeble to worry about prosecuting. It would be like if an old man committed a robbery. And you go, well, we can put him in jail. And they would be like, man, just put him on house arrest. Because there's no sense putting cell space for an 86-year-old dude. He's going to die soon anyway. Let him die at home. That's essentially what the only respite that Joe Biden's going to get. Let me give you some more of these numbers. Americans' approval of Biden's job performance has edged down 3 percentage points to 38%. Just 1 point shy of his all-time low and well below the 50% threshold that typically led to re-election for incumbents. Biden's approval rating has not risen above 44% since August of 2021, and his 39.8% average rating for his third year in office was the second worst among post-World War II presidents elected to their first term. And I want you to understand this. That's with a complicit media who will not let you look at his real record. That's with a Congress that won't let you investigate his crimes. Can you imagine what his numbers would be if you knew the truth, if people knew the truth? Why do you think I preach so much about get out there and spread the word? Ask people, hey, black folks, let me ask you this. If you had the record of Hunter Biden, do you think you would be living in luxury or do you think you'd be in jail? I'm just asking for a friend. Here we go. More numbers. Only 40% of Americans approve of the handling of Ukraine, while 53% of Americans disapprove. So think about the absolute media hype over, we got to protect Ukraine, we got to protect NATO. They're not a member of NATO. In fact, they're prohibited from joining NATO, which is the reason why we're in this war to begin with. And so the majority of Americans do not like this. Only 40% do. 53% don't. For those doing the math, 13% more people don't like it. If we lived in a democracy, wouldn't we shut this down? Why are we still sending money over there? Is that a winning issue for Joe Biden? Ask yourself that question. Why is it that Joe Biden, in a political year, sees what's going on? 53% of Americans don't like it. Why wouldn't he come out and say, you know what, guys? We've given all the support we can give to Ukraine, and it's time for America to start refocusing back on America. What would that do for his prospects if he is to make it? I mean, I'm not trying to answer for you, but I think if Joe Biden said, look, guys, we've done all we can do to help Ukraine, it's up to the world to figure out what they want to do, but America's done enough. We're going to move our money and resources back to taking care of our veterans, our homeless, and working on American problems. Don't you think he'd get some kind of a boost? I mean, I'm asking. But play along with me and let's say that he would. If you do believe that, and I know some of you do, why doesn't he do it? If he really wants to get elected, why doesn't he shift gears? You ready for this? Just 36% of Americans like Biden's approach to the economy. I don't want to get with the elites. I would want to get with the rank and file people and say, what is it exactly that you like about this economy? Do you just hate black people? Because the only thing you could like about this economy is it's destroying poor folks. And that happens to be mostly blacks and Latinos. So I can only believe that 36% of Americans are Democrats, are racist. Because those policies are crushing the lower and middle class. He says they like Biden's approach to the economy, which has seen rising inflation impact everyday items like gas, food, and housing, according to the poll. You ready? 61% disapprove of how he's handled the economy. And again, I ask you the question, if that's the case, why doesn't he shift? Why doesn't he go, you know what, this makes no sense. I got to shift back. Why doesn't he do it? I don't have an answer for you. It doesn't seem like a guy that really wants to win. Here they go. The lowest area of approval are on the Israel-Hamas conflict. 62% disapprove of the handling of Israel and Hamas. Biden has faced criticism from some Republicans for his comments towards Israel, while Democrats say he's been too favorable. That's one he's gotten really no chance of winning on. People are like, well, he's kind of danged if he do, danged if he doesn't. 28% of Americans approve of his handling of immigration. 67% disapprove. Now, they're saying on the March, was it the 5th, State of the Union? I forget the date. Check that for sure. I know you're going to be riveted to see it. Some of you will, because you'll want to see if he makes, you know, stupid mistakes, or maybe you'll have a drinking game. But they said there have been millions of illegals that have crossed the southern border and he claims he cannot do anything to stop the surge. Recent Democratic messaging has attempted to pin the blame of the border on the Republicans because they shut down a bill that, quite frankly, no politician should have signed. But here we go. Democrats' latest overall job rating of Biden, they say, is steady at 82%. Higher than they give him on any specific issue. However, the 82% overall is far from the nearly unanimous approval he earned from his party during the first 11 months in office. You want to know why he got such great marks for the first 11 months in office? Because he was living on the muscle memory of Donald Trump. It's been a downhill slide ever since.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
9-1.